Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The coroner's office has identified the victim of a fatal crossbow attack on the Samoa Peninsula on September 8th. 44-year-old Eureka resident who goes by the name James John James and was originally from Wisconsin died as a result of injuries he suffered after he was shot in the face with a bolt from a crossbow. A second man, 41-year-old Matthew Lewis, suffered wounds to his head, hip, and legs after being shot as well. Two people, 21-year-old Phoenix King of Lake County and a 16-year-old girl also of Lake County, have been arrested and charged with the murder of James. Investigators from the sheriff's office have recovered two separate crossbows believed to be the murder weapons, as they were located 150 yards away from where the deceased victim was found. The Eureka Police Department responded to a robbery on Wednesday at a business in the 4000 block of Broadway in Eureka. The suspect, armed with a rifle, took an undisclosed amount of money from the till. The EPD is still developing a description of the suspect, and we will have more details as they become available. Arcata police served a search warrant at a residence on California Street in Arcata on Wednesday afternoon and discovered an indoor marijuana grow. Officers confiscated more than 20 pounds of processed bud worth about $3,000 per pound, along with more than 450 growing plants and 300 more juvenile plants. The grow was utilizing 19 1,000-watt grow lights and was using nearly 20 times the electricity as the average home. Officers arrested 52-year-old Kirk Matrenga, Jenny Hanalea, and Susan Boehm at the site. Arcata Environmental Services also searched the property and discovered that a large amount of contaminated soil used in the grow had been dumped into the Jolly Giant Creek watershed. A teacher in McKinleyville received an award. Dan Squire has more.
McKinleyville High School science teacher Stephen Huffman was honored by the County Board of Education as the Teacher of the Year. Huffman received his award at the board meeting on Wednesday night and will be nominated for a State Teacher of the Year award representing Humboldt County. That will be announced in November. Superintendent Gary Eagles said in a statement, and I quote, "Steve is a truly gifted teacher who gets excited about learning and finds creative ways to get each of his students engaged. He is clearly leading by example, and student performance is proof of his impact," unquote. Huffman teaches biology, chemistry, and physics and credits his success to a hands-on approach that allows students to apply science to everyday activities. Huffman has taught at McKinleyville High for 4 years and is a 2006 graduate of Humboldt State University. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Thanks, Dan. Arcata police arrested 32-year-old Arcata resident Cody Sides on Wednesday after responding to a report of an altercation on Hidden Creek Road. When officers arrived, they found that the victim of a car theft had spotted Sides and chased him down while Sides tried to flee with the victim's belongings. A search of Sides' vehicle turned up items related to a separate car burglary, and he was arrested and booked on grand theft and possession of stolen property charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A traffic collision at the intersection of 5th and R Streets in Eureka on Wednesday afternoon tied up traffic for drivers heading out of town and resulted in one man suffering slight injuries and another man being taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. Eureka police learned that 63-year-old motorcycle rider Michael Zyback of Eureka was headed east on 5th when 52-year-old John Josie of Eureka ran into the traffic lanes directly into Zyback's path. Zyback managed to lay his bike down in an effort to avoid Josie, but the two collided and Josie was injured. He was also severely intoxicated with a blood alcohol level nearly four times the legal limit of a DUI driver. Josie was also on probation for public intoxication, and one condition was that he abstained from consuming alcohol. And although fire crews have achieved solid containment of wildfires burning to the east, forest officials want to remind forest visitors that fire season is far from over and that fire danger remains high, particularly in the hotter, drier areas in the region. Fire restrictions, including the use of campfires and open flames, remain in effect, and hunters and other visitors are encouraged to check regulations before heading into the wilderness. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.